Welcome to the Horror Project Podcast.
We're your hosts, Laura and Phil, with our weekly show talking about horror films old and new.
You can find us on our major podcasting platforms.
Please remember to subscribe and review our show wherever you listen.
You can follow us on social media. Just search for the Horror Project Podcast.
Do be aware, this show includes massive fucking spoilers and the occasional swear word.
We hope you enjoy the show, baby!
Hello, and welcome to the Horror Project Podcast. This is episode 120, Haunt. Laura, were you haunted by this movie? I think you were a little bit freaked out here and there with this one.
Not freaked out. You're confusing.
Don't get it twisted, boy.
Yeah, you're confusing freaked outness by... I don't know how to explain it. So this genre is not my bag.
Yeah, you were a little bit triggered here and there with this one.
I was a bit triggered. I don't like how these kind of films make me feel. It had Saw vibes. I've said it before on the podcast, not really my thing.
Well, we didn't know.
When you say freaks out, it's different to, oh, I just don't like it,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
You can't say you weren't scared, though, because the duvet, the blanket came up to your eyes.
Yeah, because I don't like it.
Yeah, but you were on edge.
There's a difference.
You did shit yourself at various points. And so did I. I found it scary as well.
Yeah, there were some tense moments. But as for, it's not chills, if you know what I mean. It's not like a good experience for me.
Last week we watched Pet Sematary and we were given... eerie, spooky chills.
Yes.
This is more visceral, like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah. That's just the difference. Not my preferred genre of horror.
Well, we went into this one blind, really. We saw it on Netflix the other week. I think you said, oh, that could be good.
Yeah.
Just, you know, flicking through and looking at, like, the various films that pop up. I think, oh, that looks interesting. Mm. That was it. That's as far as we went with choosing this one. But before we get any further in, because we're just in the intro, should we pass over to our AI chum, Brian, with the
details? You haven't even asked me how I am today. Rude.
If listeners were to go back and listen to old episodes, how many times am I asked?
Remember, you're the intro guy. This is what you do.
Before we pass over to our AI chum, Brian, I have to ask, Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. But it is Sunday afternoon, so we're just having... Well, I'm just having a nice little cup of tea.
Yeah, well, it's quite leisurely, this recording for
us. Yeah, and we were at a wedding yesterday. So just kind of chill vibes today.
I think we got away with that wedding in terms of not feeling too hungover today.
Definitely. I kind of went for it during the day and had to pull it way back
It's easier to go for it during the day because... There's the free drinks. The wine was flowing.
Yeah.
I have to say, Craig and Lucy, whose wedding it was, very
congrats.
Congratulations. I'm very generous with the free booze.
Very generous.
Almost. Yeah. Too generous.
But it meant it kind of fucked me up for the night.
Yeah, you were...
I was tired. I totally crashed.
You threw in the towel, didn't you?
I couldn't really drink anymore. You know, when you reach that... Well, at my age, I reached that ceiling now where
What's
I'm
that,
just
30,
like...
39 and a bit?
Where I'm just like, I can't do it anymore.
You got tired drunk rather than party animal drunk.
Yeah, and I think, do you know what I think that is? I think that's wine.
Yeah.
I think that's what it does to me now.
Combined with a youthful age.
It's fine. The wine is fine.
Ah, sure, it's fine. It was going down easy enough.
If you're just going out for a meal with friends and then you're coming home, quaff the wine.
Sure.
Great. But if you're out for the long haul, the wine... In the afternoon where you have to go back out in the night.
Oh, fuck's sake, yeah. Put your clothes back on.
Put your clothes back on?
Yeah, because we had a little hotel room, so I took all my clothes off at half-time.
Yeah, you take all your clothes off at half-time, whereas I did a little costume change
for the night, but
I can't take my stuff off and lounge, really, with...
I'm wearing a suit all day, if I get that respite in the afternoon, so you go for the ceremony, the meal, you can retreat to your bedroom in the hotel.
Yeah,
I'm taking the suit off because I need to breathe.
See, once I've derobed, generally it's over for me. If I know I have to get up again, But listeners, oh my God, carnal sin yesterday.
Oh, what was that?
I didn't wear any mascara.
Oh God, yeah.
I did my eyeliner. Any people who are listening and do the makeup on the daily, the horror of bothering to do a winged eyeliner.
And this then is the real horror of the episode.
And then realizing that you haven't even put mascara on. I think because we were rushing a little bit.
We were rushing a little bit.
Oh, God. That is going to look... If I'd have been a main player at that wedding, obviously I'll only be on, like, one photo, but if I'd have been a main player, oh, my God.
Shit show.
Mortified. Yeah. And no one said anything.
I think you smudged some of your makeup on your eyes, and I went, oh, Laura, you might want to check that.
Yeah, but it was my eyeliner. Smudgy. Oh, God. Mortifying. I've never done that. I've never, ever done that.
Hey, Laura.
Anyway, I'm over it.
Got a question that you might want to ask me.
How are you? Oh, yeah. Go on then.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, good.
Can I pass over to our AI chum?
You can now.
Yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, did you go to a wedding, Brian? And tell us about this film.
Haunt is a 2019 American slasher film written and directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. The film stars Katie Stevens, Will Britton, and Lauren McLean. The film made $2.2 million at the box office. The film has a runtime of 92 minutes. Set on a Halloween night, it follows a group of friends who encounter a haunted house that promises to feed on their darkest fears, unknowing that the performers have a murderous intent.
This cannot be ignored.
Yes, we're doing it.
It's the end. Say goodbye.
Is this supposed to be scary?
To see my face.
Haunt. So I think we mentioned the name. Haunt.
Very enthusiastic.
I like to come in strong when I announce the... I usually say the title of the film when we come in after the trailer.
Mm.
So here we go again. Haunt.
Lovely.
I think we mentioned in the introduction there that this was something we saw scrolling through Netflix like a month ago. I think we were flicking through and you said, oh, that looks good. We could do it at some point. Yeah. And that's as far as my experience and knowledge of this film goes. I had no idea what this film was really about.
Yeah. And we kind of, we've doubled up recordings this week because we've been pretty busy and we're not going to get a chance to record next week.
Yeah.
So it was kind of at the forefront of our mind, and driving home from the wedding today you were just like, oh, shall we do Haunt today? And I was like, oh yeah, fine.
Yeah, I had no idea what this was about. I think the image on Netflix is, I think it's the clown mask, mm-hmm. is the picture. I didn't know it was set at Halloween. I didn't know it was set in is it called Haunt because that's what Americans call, I think we call them mazes, Halloween mazes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no knowledge going in. It was a pretty cold experience. But what's your vibes with this one? What are you thinking?
Well, I mentioned in the intro, it's not really my favourite subgenre.
So what is it that you don't like about this sort of thing? Is it just the grotesque, like the gore?
Yeah,
is it
don't know. It's the anticipation of the gore, and you know some gore's coming, and then it comes, and you're like, ugh.
I think the actual kills that they show in the film, they are gruesome.
It's not the most grotesque thing I've ever seen.
They're all fairly quick. Like, mm-hmm. someone gets stabbed in the head, it doesn't linger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it moves on, it's like, oh, shock! Someone's mm-hmm. been pitchforked in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's grotesque, but then it doesn't hold on that.
No.
I think it's just the thought of, like, these kids are getting picked off one by one, and you know it's going to be
You know it's going to be bad.
But, yeah, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I don't really like that kind of... I don't know how to describe it. Like, I like the anticipation. You know, if it's, like, a ghost story, if it's a supernatural thing, it's just not my bag, that kind of anticipation. I just don't enjoy it particularly. That's not to say that there weren't elements of the film that... I didn't enjoy. I did enjoy parts of it. But yeah, it's not my favourite.
It's probably not my favourite either, but I enjoyed it. I think where I didn't enjoy this was probably like more of the story reasons.
The story was really lacking, and I didn't really like our final girl particularly. I found her a bit... boring.
She was quite, in terms of final girls and that sort of character, sort of generic, pretty generic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was going to say there's nothing really badass about her, but there's a bit of badassery, I guess, because she does, you know, get stuck in towards,
she's,
you know.
She's firing that shotgun,
Yeah, but you don't kind of, you're not like, go on, girl. She's like not, she doesn't inspire me particularly.
Yeah. I sort of found the backstory thing. So she comes from like a family of domestic abuse. Is that right? So her father was... I was a bit confused. Did her father kill the mum?
I don't think so.
No, just...
I don't think so.
Because there's a whole big thing about Harper's got her mother's ring, which seems to go missing every 10 minutes.
Yeah, God.
Like, someone finds the ring, it goes missing, and someone gets cut on their arm, and then the ring goes missing again.
Yeah.
Like, was the ring to remember a deceased mother, or is it just a link to, my mum's nice?
I don't think it was clear. I didn't get the impression that her mother was dead.
No. I think we kind of get the impression that she's repeating her mother's sort of relationship history. So we find out at the very start of the film, the boyfriend Sam. A little disruption there. My computer just went crazy, so I've just had to reset my screen. But yeah, Sam is the abusive boyfriend. Is he alcoholic?
Yeah, we find out that she herself is in an abusive relationship. So we see her trying to cover a black eye with concealer.
I mean, you were moaning about your own makeup skills at the start of this podcast, but, you know, I think she's covered that bruise up pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really concealed.
Fully concealed.
And the good chum Bailey is saying sort of, dump this guy.
He's an alcoholic.
Yeah. We don't really know if he's an alcoholic. It's just what Bailey says. Because we meet Sam later on in the film, and he's largely just driving around and using sat-nav to find Harper, but... Is he an alcoholic?
They don't really make a big thing of that, do they, really?
Yeah. I think, like, character-wise, that's as far and as deep as we go. Oh, your mother was beaten up by your horrible dad, and it looks like history's repeating again with
your own. We don't go that deep into any of the characters, actually.
No.
I don't feel like we ever really get to know them, any of them.
That is as far as we dig in with these people.
Yeah.
But I think that's, like, sort of true of a lot of slasher films.
Yeah.
There's not always a lot of character development going on. I think if you're coming into this film, I mean, we've come in cold, so we don't know what to expect. So we kind of say, oh, the character work's quite weak. But if you're looking for like a roller coaster sort of horror film, it delivers on that sort of side. But I think if you want a little bit more from your characters, look elsewhere than Haunt.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I think that's all we find out about Harper.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, they go to this party and she gets booze spilled all over and she meets Nathan. And there's sort of a bit of a budding romance there.
Well, again, sort of, but we don't really, He doesn't go anywhere.
I was really suspicious of the character Nathan. I thought he was sort of a honey trap in that.
Oh, right. He was going to lead them there. Yeah. Right. Okay.
He's the guy bringing them to the party and, oh my God, he's one of the creepy guys. But yeah, it never happened. Like, he was too good to be true when she's chatting to him in the bar.
You said he's too good to be true.
Like, he was just a nice guy, it turns out.
Yeah, boring.
I would have quite liked the little evil twist of...
I would have liked a twist of, you know, either he's in on it or Sam, the boyfriend, turns out to be. Because she'd obviously... We saw her tell Sam via text that it was over.
Yeah.
Earlier in the film, you know, it would have been nice to have kind of tied that up, that, like, he was involved and, you know, he couldn't live without her, and he didn't want her to live without him, and but that, you know.
He knew that he was going to get dumped, so he's...
Yeah.
I'm going to team up with these tattooed guys.
Something like that. Well, not, it was a missed opportunity.
All Sam, thinking on it, was used for was to provide Harper and Nathan a vehicle to drive off in at the end.
Yes.
If you think about it, it arrived, instantly got murdered. And then they escaped in his car.
That
is all the character Sam.
Yeah, and to kind of tie in with her story with the domestic abuse. Oh, it's mirror imaging, you know, her mother's life, and now she's becoming that thing. And yeah, it's a little bit basic, isn't it? Really,
a bit basic, bitch.
Basic bitch.
Like, instantly. So they're at this initial party with Nathan, and then the gang sort of move on. Is there like six of them?
Yeah, so we have Nathan, Evan, Harper, Angela, Bailey, and Mallory. Six students that all decide to get in the car and go to the haunted house.
We find that flyer. So we see at the start, I think it's the clown, he's printing out flyers and just chucking them around the floor of the streets of this town, helping people randomly find this flyer.
I would like to as well, because we see him printing out all the flyers and they get hold of one and they're like, oh, this haunted house looks cool. I'd have, like, there's some people, there are a few people stood outside when they get there, but I would have liked there to have been more interaction between punters when they get inside, like more people like strung up or, you know, going through their own kind of experience of it, but
he was dead.
you don't really see hardly any of that,
because their advertising campaign of just, I'm gonna leave a leaflet on the floor and hope someone finds it in the street. I don't know if they put any more flyers in more prominent places, like shop windows, but it just seemed really random. I think it's Evan who finds the flying haunted house, that could be fun.
Yeah, Evan's kind of like the Joker, isn't he? The kind of dick.
Yeah. They're not very fleshed out. Like, they're obvious, like, characters you can recognise. Like, he's the jokey, sort of gobshite guy. But he was all right. He kind of grew on me as
he went on. He grew on me as well. I thought, you know, in the scene that we see him in first, he's spilling his drink all over Harper and he's a bit...
It's quite boisterous, isn't it? A bit goofy. He's dressed as the human centipede for the
the Halloween fun bit. Yeah.
He quickly ditches that costume. Like, the costumes the kids wear, they're not great.
Crap.
I also think, like, Halloween in America, like in Britain, I think people tend to go scary, dress as a scary thing or a sexy scary thing. Like, Nathan's dressed as a baseball player. It's just like,
yeah, it's lame, isn't it? And Harper hasn't even got a costume.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, makeshift.
Yeah, it's makeshift. It's shit. Bailey's got the cat ears on. That's as easy as it comes. Like, that's pretty crap.
That really does piss me off, though. Like,
when you've dressed as a cat before for Halloween, though, in the past. But you went...
Oh, yeah.
But you did it in a scary, great way.
In a scary, great way. What pisses me off is when you're a girl...
Saved my own neck there.
And you're looking for a costume. And it's like, you get these, like, sexy ladybird... Sexy bumblebee. What the fuck's that?
I could sting you with my sexy stinger.
What is that? It just pisses me off.
Yeah.
How in this day and age are they like the options? Like, oh, sexy ladybird for Halloween? No, fuck off.
Yeah. It's just generic anything.
Anything with stockings.
But sexy.
But sexy, yeah. Oh, God. Not even sexy spider. Or, you know.
Yeah.
It's always fucking ladybird, bumblebee, fucking ant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Shit.
Who else have we got? We've got Angela. I think she makes an effort. She's dressed as a nurse.
I think she's studying nursing.
Ah, nice.
Because okay. She says something about Harper's bruise. She's like, oh, it's a contusion of blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
She throws in like this medical term.
So a bit of backstory.
So, yeah, so I thought, oh, she's dressed as a nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is a nurse.
We get it.
But we don't care, really.
Doesn't she also mention, like, during the film, she's reaching for that crowbar under that fence, and she says something like, I've got 22 cousins or something.
26.
Is it 26? Mm. That's another part of her character. The end.
Again, we don't care, really.
And rounding out the gang, I called her Spider Girl in my notes, but it's Mallory.
Mallory. Yeah, she doesn't last very long, does she, bless her?
She's dressed as like a 1920s flapper sort of thing.
Yeah, she's got like a little, yeah.
That's a bit of effort, that's different.
It's all right.
It's not scary though, is it?
No.
It's like, I'm a sexy flapper.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So the drive into this party, and Harper was quite
annoying. It's like a party.
Well, it's not a party, is it? It's just a random...
It's a house.
They were driving there and Harper was freaking out on the journey.
She's such a loser. So we're driving there. Nothing's really happened.
They're being followed by a car out there. That's the thing. And she's a bit tearful in the back seat. Like,
but she thinks they're being followed. It's just a car behind them at this stage.
Yeah.
And she's like nearly bailing.
But it turns out it was just a car, wasn't it?
Like, I think so. Yeah.
I think she's just on red alert. Is she thinking Sam's sort of stalking her a little bit?
I don't know.
But she's just really, you get the vibe, she doesn't want to be there. She's yeah. really like, I've not dressed up Halloween, I'm not really getting into it. And yeah. Like after the party at the bar, I thought she was just going to go home.
She said to him, oh, I think I better be going now.
And then the next, they're all off to this random haunted house.
Yeah.
And they arrive and the lights come on. Haunted house!
There's a few scenes that don't really... It doesn't tie together very well, does it, really, this film?
No, but I do like about it is sort of the... Because we've been to, like, Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm.
There's one local to us called it's like York Maze, which is Hallow Scream, is it? Hallow Scream, they call it.
Yeah.
Sort of this sort of haunt maze thing. So
yeah.
And we've been to a few and we've enjoyed them, but I like the concept of you go into one of these, like a shanky version of one, where you don't know who's running it. And I like the concept of, yeah, what if these people you see dressed up as clowns or whatever, if one of them is a genuine like nutcase?
That's what I find the most scary thing about Hallow Scream. Like, obviously these people will be interviewed and go through training, but how do they know that one of them isn't just a fucking psycho killer?
Yeah.
And they could just be in the maze, like, offing people left, yeah. right and centre. And you wouldn't know, really, until the next day or until, you know, a few people had been...
So I like that. I think it's a good concept. Because I've been to these mazes and very similar... Like, the way that the maze, or the haunt, if you want to call it, in this film opens, there's, like, that bridge they cross where it's... They're in a circular tunnel and it's lights and it's flashing movement.
Like it's spinning round.
It's spinning round. Yeah. It gives you a bit of nausea. We've been in one just like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, God, we've sort of experienced this. And also, the ones we've been to, it's clowns. It's largely like people dressed as clowns.
People with chainsaws.
They always have the fucking chainsaws. They're so loud.
The smell of petrol. Just like, ugh.
But with those, like the real life ones, the people with chainsaws, they do that thing where they come at you, they lunge at you, and then they stop. So like, once that's happened a handful of times... Like, well, yeah, that's as far as it's gonna go. I don't get scared after a certain point, but I think in the real mazes, they know.
Yeah, I don't like it when there's real actors, really.
Can you remember in, I think it was Hollywood, we went to the, what's it called? Universal one.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Halloween Horror Nights.
We went into the Michael Myers Halloween house.
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
And... There's like tunnels where you have to go a certain way. It's like the route is the route. You have to go.
Mm.
It was the famous, like the washing line. You can see Michael peeking out, you know. You have to go past that guy.
I had to hold that random man's hand.
You squeezed a gentleman's hand with pure fear.
I did. I think he was thankful of it, though. I think he was quite scared.
I think he was squeezing back just as hard. Yeah. But you end up like just grabbing onto random strangers just to get through.
At York Maze as well, there was a group of teenage boys behind us and the one at the front, they were maybe about 15, 16. Can I hold your hand? So I held his hand at the front. And
gladly.
Then, no. Gladly. And then as we came out, his friends caught sight of us just letting him, and they were like, oh, you went to hold that lady's hand. What a loser. Ooh.
You absolute pussy. But one thing, this, like the house in the film, normally in real life, there's like exit signs that break the illusion.
Yeah.
Or there's like extra stuff in each room. So you get into a new spooky room and in the corner in a black hoodie.
There's someone stood like in a black polo or something.
Sometimes they have those like fluorescent like buttons.
Yeah.
So if you're a little bit like, which way do I go? They're like, that way. Like direct you a little bit. But in this film, there was like none of that.
None of that. Well, that's a red flag right there, isn't it?
It's a red flag. At what point in this film, so you're in the scenario this group of kids are in, would you think, nah, I'm not going in?
Real spiders.
Yeah, I mean, probably before that. Like the stuff, they get there and the clown's there.
Yeah, it's all a little bit. But I do know that they have these quite extreme haunts in...
have them in New York.
I'd seen one advertised in New York because we were there in October. Not quite Halloween, but leading up to Halloween.
Yeah.
You saw some advertised, and I think some of them are quite extreme.
Extreme in what way? What sort of stuff goes on?
I think it's similar to this one. Like, there's simulated kills, and like, you end up covered in blood. And I think there was one advertised when we were there that was based around real serial killers.
Do you remember, but you
had to sign a disclaimer going into that one, and supposed to be like really, really extreme. But I don't know how I feel about that. How you feel about haunts are
based on real killer. Yeah, how do they get away with that? With like obviously family members of victims or stuff like that. Like someone's sort of cashing in on someone that might have killed your loved one. There's enough. You can do generic clowns. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be based on a like a real killer. I think that's a bit much.
Yeah.
I don't mind going to like America and, oh, it's Michael Myers or Chucky or, you know, it's like a horror character, not a real.
No.
But I like that they were signing disclaimers in the film as well, weren't
they? Yeah, yeah.
So that, yeah, that's sort of believable that you would. So I know you have to. You sometimes have to sign up for roller coasters, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
But then the rules were you had to give up your phone and it got put in a lockbox. I don't like that.
I know, why? Why would you have to give up your phone?
Like if this was a real sort of spooky thing, most people would want to take photographs, you know?
Yeah.
Have a phone with them. Like you see so many videos on YouTube of horror nights, like YouTubers filming the mazes and like why wouldn't they want this to be filmed? And also, another question I would have for the clown, as a tight Yorkshireman, how much is the maze going to cost?
They don't once discuss payment, like how much it is to get in.
That's a red flag. It's not even considered.
No.
They're signing things, they're giving the phones up straight in. Like, oh, yeah, is this going to cost $200 each? Like, I don't fucking know. Like, is it payment on exit? I'd like to know.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Yeah, when do we pay? Do you take card? Yeah. Is it contactless?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Like, she's not even dressed up. She's got a red hoodie on. Like, she's not even prepared. I know. But they're in there. They've trusted this clown, and they've gone in. And I think the first sort of thing that happens, which you think, is this real or is it spooky? It's the witch.
The witch.
So what does the witch do? Can you remember it's like?
So each of the actors, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, one of the rules, you can't touch them either, which is real.
So they all have different masks. So we have a witch, we have like a zombie, we have a ghost, we have a devil.
Yeah.
A vampire.
The clown. Vampire, clowny. I think that's them all.
Yeah.
Mitch the bitch as the ghost.
Mitch. We come to the witch first, who's in there in the room stirring a cauldron, and they're like, oh, witch.
There's like a perspex sort of glass front. So they can't actually get
to
her.
No, not at that stage.
Is it not? I thought it was right.
No, I don't think so.
Fair enough.
And then she drags in a...
So a body bag.
Body bag.
Yeah, and then she scolds the face of the girl inside. Is it like a poker thing?
Yeah, who's screaming. She's screaming and she's like, ah. And they're all stood there like, oh, is this...
because it looks real.
Yeah.
Because it is real.
Yeah.
And then the smoke machine goes off and it's the witch has vanished and you can't see anymore. But that witch mask was really good. I think the masks are pretty good. Like the characters.
I think the one I was referring to in America, the hardcore ones, they act out murders like in front of you and the victim is like an actor and
yeah, but it looks they're acting real.
It out, but it looks real.
So it's, yeah, so it's
a
like
bit
this.
A little bit like that.
Yeah, with the witch. I thought the witch mask reminded me of Halloween 3 season of The Witch. Do you know the mask?
Horrible. Horrible film.
The masks in that are great, and also a witchy mask is a witchy mask.
The masks in this are good.
What's your favourite mask? Some good masks.
I think the ghost is quite cute.
Yeah.
It's like a grown-up Casper.
It can never not look a little ghost face-esque.
Yeah.
But it's like a white like costume. But yeah, that's pretty good.
I like the little vampire. Just thinking because these are like the cutest ones.
And then also it's like sort of classic Halloween characters, like, you know, witches, vampires and...
The devil one is a little bit, it's a bit insidious, isn't it? Like,
reminded me of, what's that TV show with Emma Roberts?
Oh.
High school thing where people were getting killed. It was like a slasher series.
The
killer was a devil.
Oh, I can't remember what that was called. Anyway.
Scream Queens,
yeah.
A little bit like that as well. That was good.
Yeah, I thought the masks were good.
I think the clown one was probably my favourite mask.
Mm.
Tied with the witch.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good. So, yeah, they've seen this first scary thing, and I think, did they start to get split up a little bit then?
They come to, like, a maze, and there's a sign that says safe and not safe. So to the left it was safe, to the right it was not safe. So they were like, oh, well, you three go that way, and us three will go this way. They did the classic, like,
split
sort of thing, which sometimes in the scare maze in Hello Scream in York, they sometimes make you go separate ways, whoever you're with, because I always refuse, point blank refuse.
We were in that situation once, and we were asked by the person at that sort of crossroads, they tried to split us up. And you went one way and I went, no, fuck that. And quickly ran behind you and quickly scurried up with you. Can you remember?
No, I can't remember.
I just didn't want to go. I'll tell you why. Because my eyesight is shocking.
Oh, God. You can never.
I can't see.
That's why you're not that scared, because you can't see anything.
I don't know what's fucking going on.
Yeah.
So I think, because I'm quite a bit taller than you as well. So like a true hero, I think I sort of go behind you and put my hands on your shoulders. And you're like... my guide.
through
the dark.
Even today, though, we were watching this film and she's having a text message conversation with Sam. God. And you were like, what's it say? What does it say?
You're my interpreter. I can't fucking read.
Can't see it.
Even when there was texts and things on phones that were large that I could see, you from that point you're going, oh, yeah, that says so-and-so. And oh, thank you. So the gang have split up, and I think the scariest thing... is the spiders for me.
For you.
For you. I would shit my knickers if spiders were being poured upon my head.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it? That's bad for you.
They get in there. It's like, is some of the spiders fake ones?
I thought one of the someone was going to get bitten by a spider.
And yeah, they look poisonous. And they were going to be real
poisonous spiders, which I would have liked.
That would have been quite cool.
But yeah, that just doesn't happen. They are just little scary spiders.
That character Mallory, the girl who's just...
Oh, she gets loads dunked all over, doesn't she?
For that, this is those coffin door, there's three coffin door things. There's a really massive spider in her hair.
Yeah. You'd be done at that point. You'd be like, fuck off.
She doesn't know, though. It's the not knowing that, gross.
Yeah, but what you don't know doesn't hurt you, surely.
Well, soon she finds out when she's in that coffin thing. So her two mates, is it Evan and... can't remember who's in her group. Is it Harper?
I think so.
They suss out that you have to go in the coffin, shut the door, and then another door opens.
Yeah.
It's like a mechanism on the coffin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mallory goes in last, and then there's a little peephole door above her head. You've seen that spider, don't you?
Loads of spiders pouring.
Fuck me.
you just...
I'd want to leave.
You'd die on the spot.
I'd be asking for, excuse me, is there any staff? Is there anyone... I want out. That's me out of this experience from there.
Okay.
Like, would you still
press on? I'm fine with the spiders. The spiders, whatever.
You're very, very brave. You're a brave, brave
child. Well, spiders just... I'm scared by a lot of things, but spiders just don't really scare me.
At what point in the film would you sort of be thinking, okay, that's...
When...
I've seen enough.
Bailey gets her arm cut.
Yes.
I'd be like, okay, yeah. Time to go.
So she's in the second group, and they seem to have quite an easy ride until that point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the other group have got spiders and all mm-hmm. the rest of it. I think, what... They put their arms in these little holes to, like, reach for stuff. What's in the first one? I can't remember. There's, like, a grape in the middle one that Nathan munches.
There's a grape. Isn't there, like, we find out later, there's some noodles.
Yeah, like, that's it. Brains.
It's like
brains.
Little, yeah, sensation yeah. trays. Like, things... Little trays with things in them that feel gross, like noodles.
It was Guess the Body Parts.
Yeah.
And, Bailey, she's scrabbling around to try and find anything. There's some like razor blades in there. And she loses the beloved ring.
Oh, yeah.
For the first
Harper's
time.
Harper's mother's ring.
Yeah, fucking that fucking ring. Mm. It's like Lord of the Rings, that ring. It's
I know.
You feel like this ring is going to be important. It's not really.
They're on a quest to find it at all times.
At all times. Yeah, and that kind of is Bailey out of the mix after that.
So the kind of, she puts her arm through the hole and she can feel the ring and she's like, oh, I can reach it, I can reach it. I can't feel anything else back here. And then she pulls her arm out and she's been sliced.
She's been gashed.
Like, not fatally sliced, but she kind of goes a bit white, doesn't she? And she's yeah. like, oh.
Sat on the floor a lot after that.
Yeah, at that point I'd be like, right, that's it now.
Going in, like, until that point, she was kind of a major character as well.
She was. She's the first person we see yeah. in the film. She's the very first person we clap eyes on.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has a bit to do. You know, she's Harper's best friend. And
she puts her little cat ears on that skeleton that jumps out.
Yeah, she's always there. But then after she is, her arm's cut.
She disappears.
She's missing for, like, an age, for, like, yeah. half of the film. We don't see her. You kept saying, so is Bailey dead now? Is she dead? No, she's still alive. Where the fuck is she? Where is she?
Well, we find out later on she's been captured, kidnapped, and used as a sort of a... She's dressed up as a skeleton, isn't she? So you think, oh, God, that's another scary bastard.
Yeah.
And Harper takes her out.
Yeah.
Which seems like a bit of a waste, because I think she was one of the stronger actors in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is a shame. So, flipping back to the other group, they have to crawl through that little shitty, like, little grate. What is it, like a wooden
The shitty
hatch?
Shaft.
Do you remember? Yeah, the shitty shaft.
Yeah.
This is where, another part in the film where you think, this ain't good. I'd want to leave.
Yeah.
Mallory falls through, like, the little trapdoor.
Yes.
I think Mallory gets shat on in this film.
Oh, God.
She's Spider Girl. Yeah. She's Trapdoor Girl.
Yeah.
And is she... She's killed by the witch.
She gets a red hot poker through the brain.
Yeah. I feel like just at this point in the film, is it Evan and Harper? I would not continue...
No.
...any further without my third friend.
So they've just witnessed...
They've come through the coffin door, haven't they?
They haven't seen Mallory be killed yet. She's just...
She's just gone.
She's just gone.
She's just gone.
So the two of them decide to... Carry on, because the devil kind of appears and says, come on.
What do you think of the devil? He puts the big light on.
Yeah.
He's a big, big guy.
He's a big unit.
He's pretty scary. But I just won't continue. I just
say, well, where is she?
None of them say, yeah, she's in the gift shop. She's not around. She's waiting for you in the next bit.
Yeah.
Does the devil say that?
No, he doesn't.
I'd refuse to continue
mm-hmm.
any further. In
but they
quest.
Do continue.
Well, they have to do. They go down that slide.
Oh yeah, I would not. I would not be going down the slide either. So the devil kind of leads them
to the slide,
follows them up to the slide, and they can hear the sounds of a chainsaw at the bottom.
That's
I would
standard,
be like,
though, isn't it?
I'd be like, no way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
You're pushing your luck, devil chops. I am going on.
I'm not doing it.
But they do.
But they do, yeah. Well, they have to, for
and
the purpose
it's
of
sort of
film.
Like a, there's a dude with a chainsaw and it's like a graveyard sort of
yeah.
thing. I don't get what, like, how the killers decide when to kill. Because the chainsaw guy could have just chopped him up there and then.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Like, I wonder how they decided, we'll continue with the facade of it.
Well, let's face it, we don't know anything. We glean nothing about these fucking killers. We still don't fully know why they're doing it. Yeah. It's a massive hole for me in the film, the fact that we have these killers doing these horrendous things.
And they are horrendous.
And we see them unmasked, which isn't quite unusual.
But they're more shocking when they take the mask off. Like when the first one takes the mask off, oh, right. Because you just expect like a normal looking.
So they've had all these like modifications to their faces. So they've had.
Like one of them, the devil's got like these spikes.
Like piercings, facial tattoos, like not just tattoos and piercings, but modifications.
Proper body mods, yeah.
Modifications.
It makes a normie like me go, oh, bloody hell, that's
extreme. I thought you were going to say, it makes no sense. And it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but no, some people like choose to have these modifications.
No, though. I mean, it makes no sense. Even when the killers are unmasked in the films, you're like, oh, well, we don't know who that is. Yeah. So, you know, if the killer unmasks themselves and you see that recognition in the face of the victim or...
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's just like, oh, you've got a weird face.
I thought you were scary with the mask on. Now you've taken your mask off.
Yeah.
Whoa, you guys are pretty...
It just doesn't make any sense.
Doing some Wikipedia little research, you know, after watching the film, the vampire mask-wearing dude doesn't have the modifications.
No.
He's willing to surrender himself to, I think, Nathan and Harper towards the
end.
Like, oh, I didn't think it was going to be this fucked up. I thought it was just going to be scaring people. He was like the gopher.
Yeah.
Run errands and things. Yeah, the thing that it says on Wikipedia is they're a cult that makes extreme modifications to their faces to look like real monsters, and they like to rip the faces off their victims. Great, but why?
Yeah, and it wasn't that, even that wasn't 100% clear. Like, we see the reference, that the devil makes the reference a couple of times of, let's take that mask off. Like,
yeah.
But we don't see much face ripping, really. I think we see it once.
It's Evan.
Evan.
By Mitch the Bitch, the
but
spooky ghost.
We don't get a sense of, oh, that's what they like to do. Yeah. Oh, that's why they're doing it. There's no, like, light bulb moment. It's just like, what's going on?
I also have questions of, like, how they've funded setting up this place. How have they leased the land? Like, how have they gone about setting up the traps? Yeah. Like, the logistics. Like, it's one thing to decide, right, we're going to kill people.
Mm.
We're going to do it on Halloween. We're going to print flyers out and just chuck them into the wind.
I mean, what are they doing the rest of the... Well, the tattoo artists, that we learn that one of them in particular, I think the devil is a tattoo artist.
So it's quite judgmental, isn't it?
Yeah.
People with tattoos and body modifications, they're pretty fucked up anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Like you mentioned, like, the devil says to Harper, like, yeah, oh, let's see behind your mask, you're in a mask. Mm. I thought that was some allusion to her backstory. Like, does the clown or these people, do they know her? Is this, like, set up to take her out for a reason? Are one of these people her father? Like, no.
Yeah, that would have been good. Like, yeah, it all stems from, like, you know, it all ties in. But that's what I mean when I said earlier on, none of these scenes tie it. It's just, like...
Scary for scary's sake.
Yeah.
I thought, like, we were trying to make it smarter than the film actually was. So is it Sam? Is it the jilted boyfriend?
Yeah, we had a couple of conversations like, oh, God, he might have orchestrated it. And, you know, like the thing with Nathan, oh, God, is he behind it all? No.
They're just some randoms.
Just some randomers.
I mean, sometimes that is scary that it's like a random person or people just doing it just because. It's like that happens in real life, but... It didn't feel like it worked with
and
this.
Then the confusion at the end when the clown goes to her house.
Yeah.
Why? Why does he do that? If it's not about her.
Well, it is a revenge thing. If you think about it, she's taken out his crew.
Oh, so what?
Like, there is mates.
So what? Just disappear. You don't know these kids.
He'll be back for Haunt 2.
Oh. Well, he won't, because he got shot.
Oh, yeah. But, so how did he find her? Was it the release form?
The release form. And that could have been made so much more sinister, like...
He knows where I live.
The nurse came through, oh, I signed the release form, but you don't really see writing her address on it, but you kind of get it's a release form, so her address, you don't see the nurse passing it on to him. There's no kind of link to that, and you're like, you don't for one second think, oh my God, well, he's going to find nice. It. Yeah, that would have been nice to kind of think, oh God, he's going to be there when she gets home. But
Harper's sort of one step ahead of us as a viewer. But I quite like, you know, she's turned it on him. It's a bit Home Alone. So she's
Home
put,
Alone to house up, hasn't she?
She's put the, what is it, like tar, sticky tar on
she's
the
floor. She's got tar and the tar sticks to his boots. So, oh no. And then he falls over a bit and gets a nail through his hand. But I'd like to have seen a lot more of that. Like,
what, at the end?
I'd like to have seen more of a fight. Like, he just gets there, he breaks the door down, not quietly, anything. His feet are stuck, he falls over onto a nail, stands up, she shoots him. That's it.
End of film, credits.
End of film, literally. It's 2 seconds.
I just think, it plays into the plot is sort of horror for horror's sake. Like, it's enjoyable. I had fun with it. Like, the scares were good and the tension and the kills were good. The kills were really good. But just the why, I need a little bit more why. Is this...
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Like, a little bit more of who are these people? What's the psychology? Why
are they banded
together?
I'd have liked to have seen a bit more interaction between the crew, between the killers. You don't get much conversation between them. You don't really get... an idea of what their relationship is like,
their identity of like how long have they been together, how did they decide this was a thing.
Just nothing.
There's a little nugget with the vampire character, like I said, he sort of reveals,
but it's just like this monologue of like, oh, we're doing this because of this and that.
It feels tacked on.
It really does.
And then the zombie one shoots him in the head, like I feel like he's helping him escape, and then like, towards the end of the film, a lot of there's like the witch one, the zombie one gets his arm chopped off. The kind of Nathan and Harper sort of rattle through these killers
fairly
easily. I was disappointed that the witch was taken out fairly easily.
Mm.
Harper crawls up that little ladder, and then the witch is stood on like the sort of the, what would you call it? The trapdoor.
Like,
why doesn't the witch realise Nathan's there?
I know. It's so stupid.
But it's satisfying to see the witch's face get smashed in.
There's there's not really an end game. Like, there's no, like, major, like, face-off, really.
I sort of feel like Harper in the bedroom setting. So there's a lot of looking for keys, and there's a lot of key business going on, as well as ring things. There's a lot of key management in this.
Which
she's in that creepy sort of escape room thing. I feel like who's in charge? Is it the clown or the devil?
I think it's the clown.
I thought devil was the head honcho. Yeah,
it's not clear.
No.
Well, the clown is the admin, because he was in there like... finding everyone's phones and...
Except one.
Why did he leave that one? Because Nathan finds that phone and pings Sam.
Yeah,
which
Sam
then
the rescue boy.
Leads Sam there, brings his van, obviously, so they can get away later on when he's dead. Why does he fight everyone's phone except...
Just one. Just the one.
Except Harper's. It's like, oh, God.
Well, it gives them an escape. I felt like the devil was sort of... in charge a little bit, because it was Harper versus Devil in the bedroom setting initially, but that leads to a lot of flashbacks and hiding under the bed and all that stuff. Like, she sees the images of her dad attacking them.
Oh, there's a bit when they've all realised, so Bailey's been cut, they're all in this room thinking of an escape, and there's that bit where Harper starts talking about her difficult childhood, and you're just like, oh my God.
It's that bit in horror film where
no one gives a flying fuck.
Bearing in mind that Bailey, her chummy, sat next to her, her arm is pissing blood. And
I know, you'd be like, I'm sorry, like, you've had a hard time, that's awful, but can we please
focus?
Fucking not do this now.
Yeah, I think moments before that, we see Mallory. Oh, hello, Mallory. She gets stabbed in the head by the witch.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cool. The curtains slam shut on this scene. Yeah.
This is the discussion after Mallory's been killed. It's like, what the fuck?
Hey, I'm Harper. Let's focus on me and my issue as well.
I know.
Our friend got brutally murdered and you're bleeding out.
It drives me insane.
Nathan kind of takes the lead at this point where he... it's a bit like... We're the men. Evan and Nathan decide. They kind of whisper it to themselves. We'll leave the girls behind and because we're men, we'll sort this out and find a way out. It's a bit like,
yeah, boring,
gross,
bar off.
They decide to go together, and then they don't. Evan stays behind.
Stupid.
And then we're introduced to probably one of my favourites. It's Mitch the Ghost.
Oh, Mitch the Ghost. Yeah.
Like he sort of earns their trust as a group. Ish.
He does. Mitch is pretty good. Like, he does earn their trust.
He sort of persuades them, like, no, this is still, like, fun. This is, like, a maze. It's not real.
Yeah,
like,
your friend's fine. Oh, but our friend's dead. No, she's fine. She's just waiting for you outside. It's all, like, you know, it's all an act. But everything we do is done.
I thought you were going to sing some Bryan Adams there.
Kind of is to keep you safe and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, so what's your name? And he's like, oh, you can call me Mitch, blah, blah, blah.
What's your surname? I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, at that point, when Mitch is talking to them as Mitch, I'd be like, well, you need to take your fucking mask off right now because we're not playing.
I'd absolutely demand that, can I say?
Yeah, I insist.
I think that the length of time these characters continue to, like, entertain Mitch and just go along with him and, like, oh, yeah, this is the way out and... Like, everything's fine. Like, no. It's like our friend Mallory died. You know, who's the one who's dressed as the nurse? Is it?
Angela.
Her hand gets stomped on at one point. It's like, no, you've gone too far.
That's the point when they're still all together and they're looking for an out. I said to you, so my mentality would be, so they are as vulnerable as we are right now.
Yeah.
We need to become the hunters. And when we find them, fuck them up.
But yeah, you said
that's what they're going to do to us.
These people in masks, they're only people in masks.
Of course,
They're not any better off than us.
No, they're not supernatural beings. They haven't got special powers. They're just people.
The advantage they do have is, like, you see the layout in the clown when he's frying phones. There's a map. And they know the layout of this maze, this haunt. They have weapons. Like,
but while there's still five of you en masse.
Yeah.
Become the hunters.
Kick some ass. Like, Nathan steps up quite a lot. He somehow finds a nail gun at one point. And
he
uses it to shoot one of them, and then that nail gun vanishes.
But he's still only one person, isn't he?
Yeah. There's a lot of people, like, Nathan gets shot, but so does, like, Harper, but she doesn't seem to be affected by a shotgun wound.
No.
In the way that Nathan gets shot and he's, like, nearly dead. Some, like, inconsistencies with, like, the injuries.
Yeah.
Like, Harper stands on a rusty nail. She's fine.
She's barely limping.
She's released. Her hands get stuck to the...
Her hands get skinned. And she starts flicking through books. She's looking for keys. Yeah. I mean, the adrenaline possibly would get through it, but there's...
Power movie's got to...
You don't see, like, limping about particularly.
No. Like, what do you think of escape rooms? It gets a bit escape room in that bedroom.
I cannot abide escape rooms.
I asked you knowing that
I cannot be asked. Just let me wait for you with a drink outside.
I'll wait in the gift shop. Yeah, the way she takes out the devil's kind of cool. There's a lot of... We talk about keys feature a lot.
Yes.
Hello, devil. This is a key in your eyeball.
Have a key. In the
that key she finds in that, so there's like house thing hidden under the bed, like creepy music.
Oh, I can't cope. You know when it's like clues, I'm like, oh, fuck off. Just tell me where it is.
You were reading the clues. You know, like the clues were written backwards, and she was using the mirror to read. I was quite impressed. You.
Oh, my backwards reading ability.
You're like, oh yeah, that says look in this cupboard or whatever. Like, and then she's reading in the mirror. Yeah. I was very impressed.
Been reading for a little while now.
Backwards.
Bloody backwards, forwards, upside down.
Who makes it their pursuit to learn how to read backwards? Maybe you'd be great in escape rooms. Like,
maybe, with this
unusual skill.
Some people at work, like, went to one, I got invited, I was just like, nah. No. Not my thing. I cannot be arsed. I just can't be arsed. I'm not competitive enough, for starters, to want to beat the clock. I'm not arsed about a fucking clock.
I think you need to feel as if you are really captured to give a shit. Like, if you don't get out within an hour, you're not going to get gassed to death or anything. There's some spotty teenager. You can come out now.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want the drink at the other side.
Yeah.
That's what I want. But I don't care enough to try and get to it. I just want other people to do it.
I've never done an escape room, but I think I would quite enjoy it.
I think you'd love it.
I'd love trying to, like, suss out the clues. Even just finding the clues.
Oh, because you love it. I've done it. Pat me on the head. I've finished.
Thank you. I succeeded where you failed.
Yeah, I'm not arsed.
Having shoved a key into the devil's eyeball, she then proceeds to use her thumb, because he's strangling her down that little corridor, isn't he?
Mm.
Where the shotgun is.
Oh, she thumbs him in the eye, doesn't she?
Oh, she thumbs him good. It's good,
that.
I love a thumb in an eye.
Yeah.
I'd take that any day. And that shotgun just keeps going off.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like on a...
Yeah. I've been shot.
Yeah.
Like, that kills Devil Face.
Devil Face.
Because she props him back up and it blows his head off.
And another one.
There's another one,
yeah.
Is that the zombie one with the chainsaw?
Yes.
He comes as a girl. Yeah. It's like Nathan. It's the chainsaw.
Is it Mitch? No, it's chainsaw. Yeah.
Mitch is sort of Nathan's rival.
Yes.
In this film. They have a few little tussles.
Oh, and he's got a dreadful face, hasn't he, Mitch? When he unmasks.
Yeah, I mean, the clown's, like, he's pretty scary, but he's not as scary as the devil.
Like, I feel like the devil one, those facial modifications, he had a few spikes, piercings.
He's a bit like Darth Maul.
Yeah, a little bit, but that wasn't kind of too extreme. He has some facial tattoos. If you saw him in the street, you'd do a double take, you'd be like, oh
hello.
Hello. But Mitch. Some of the other ones, Mitch was like...
That was extreme.
It was like it almost had the... shape of his face changed, like some serious...
He looked a bit pumpkin-esque, like in the way that his eyes were quite hollow and dark.
Yeah.
And he had, like, Gollum-esque hair strands.
Yeah, it was more than just, like, a face tattoo and some piercings.
His face was very circular.
Like, yeah.
It's not a surprise he refused to take his mask off earlier in the film.
It's a brave move, isn't it, a face tattoo?
It's on the extreme...
I've got nothing against them, but I don't think it would be for me.
It depends on what it is, I think.
Yeah.
Like, the devil's got, like, a lot of black, so smile's made more... Like,
around his jaw, the lower part of his face.
Like, I like the concept of these sort of... this crew of fucked up extreme people that are just taking people out on Halloween. We've said it before, I was just like, why?
The other week, when I went to the bank... because I had to put some money inside the actual bank, actual cash. So I had to go to the actual bank, unheard of. I saw 5 people that day with facial tattoos of varying degrees. But, you know, you go for ages. It's quite a rare thing to see. 5 people.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, we're sat here. We've got tattoos. It's not like we're, you know, Puritans.
No.
I think it's just... some tattoo locations on the body, it's more extreme. Mm. It's more striking visually, like, than others.
Yeah.
But like, these guys, they're like, they've taken that to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Like, I think, is it the witch? When her mask is removed via, you know, her face being smashed in.
Yeah.
She's got quite a pumpkin-esque face as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what are these people doing with their, like, the rest of the year?
Oh, they're tattoo artists, aren't they? A lot of them.
Yeah, but like... you talk about Mitch, like, that is a fucking outrageous
look. Yeah, it is outrageous, yeah.
Like, the devil, like, you kind of have seen people look like that. And the clown, it's extreme, but you can see people like this. But then these other characters, like Mitch, that's, like, further. Like, that's really an extreme, frightening look. Like, how are these people existing in their lives?
Yeah, I wonder do they go to the bank?
Hello, I've come to do some banking. Oh, there's a lot of face tattoos today.
Yeah.
I think we've pretty much discussed, like, that's pretty much it. Like, Nathan and Harper escape. That's it. And the clown torches the place.
Yeah.
When it's, you know, pretty much the crew have been wiped out. And that's kind of it. But I think the kills are memorable. Like,
yeah.
I think it's worth talking about Evan, who gets his face peeled off with the hammer. So yeah. Mitch is out in the car park. It's kind of annoying. Like, Evan's like, where are my friends? You said they'd all be here.
Where are they? Oh.
You said they'd be here by now. Oh,
God, get a clue. Mitch is an asshole. Why can they not see it before then?
I don't know. I feel like we've been kind of negative on the film, but I have to say, watching it, I felt we were both engaged with it.
Yeah.
Like the horror works. Like, it is a scary film. If that's what you're after.
Yeah.
It's like, put it on at Halloween and it gives you some good chills.
Some chills.
It was a bit of a roller coaster film, but I think just everything else was like talking about it, it's sort of like, yeah, there's a lot of holes
in it.
Yeah. Are you ready, Laura, to rank this bad boy?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. It's the ranking. We are going to find a place on leaderboard for Haunt. So, Laura, what are you thinking? Would you recommend it? Would you watch it again? What's your vibes?
I wouldn't watch it again.
Aww.
I just don't find myself very fulfilled.
Well, to be fair, you did say this isn't your vibe. Like, the Saw-esque, like, quite gruesome kills in this.
Yeah.
It's not your thing, is it?
It's just not. I just don't find these kind of things very engaging.
I would say if you were a fan of that kind of extreme graphic gore, then this would be a recommend. Like, if you are into that sort of thing.
If you are into it, is this enough? Is this enough of that?
If you don't give a shit about sort of the hows and whys and the plot and the characters, but you just want to see some fucked up, cool kills, then this might
because
be
it's
fun.
It's not extreme, like, to the nth degree. If you are really into that stuff, you might feel like this is a little bit...
It ticks some boxes, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, the kills are not prolonged, but
no.
But you know they're coming, and you know, like the first one with the witch.
Yeah.
You kind of get the vibes like, okay, we're going to see some fucked up stuff here. Bring it on, baby. And also, could be a good Halloween watch as
it
well.
It could
like
be a
seasonal
good Halloween
watch.
I think as a seasonal watch, it's passable.
If you're having a Halloween-themed, like, movie marathon, I'd get it on the list because it's not a bad film.
No.
You know, it's shot well, it looks good, the masks are cool, the characters are kind of scary. We were watching some of the more like extreme moments. One of your classic things is like the blanket comes up towards your eyes. You might look at your phone. You might look at me. You're watching me watch the film rather than experiencing it yourself.
It would be a good one for, you know, if you have like Halloween watch parties. It's a great one because there's no plot to miss. If someone's chatting or you get talking and then you like have to, you're like, oh, guys, we missed that bit. Like, you're not going to miss a great deal in this film.
It's perfect for that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it
could just like sort of disengage with it. Like,
just have it on.
Oh, let's focus again because something. Oh, look at that. Yeah, oh, fucking hell.
Exactly.
Okay, pass me some more pizza.
Yeah, perfect for that.
Yeah. So that's more positive than I thought.
Yeah,
like, I probably would watch it again, like, Halloween time, and I might have it on as a loose watch. Because it's on Netflix, so, like, it's available now in the UK, so you could stick it on, and, yeah. that's as far as we'll probably...
Yeah.
It's okay. Have you got a score in mind?
Yes.
I have also got a score in mind. So after three, one, two, three,
five.
Six. Similar. So we're in that average. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not terrible, but it's.
It's okay.
I think it's probably quite forgettable.
Yes.
Like, it's just like one of those episodes that we go, oh yeah, can remember when we did Haunt? And you'll go, no, what happened in that
what
one?
What is it?
Oh, it was that one with the masks on in that scary building.
Yeah.
It's
completely middling, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's find out. We'll put that on the leaderboard and we'll be back and see where it's landed. Laura, official scorer, where's that landed? Upon the leaderboard.
It has landed. It's not great. in 44th place out of 55. So it's in the company of The Witches, 1990.
Witches!
Gremlins, The Craft, Urban Legend, The Purge, My Bloody Valentine, 1981.
God, there's loads, you know, there's loads in the 5.5 zone.
You know, distinctly kind of average.
Yeah, not terrible, not mind-blowing, but an okay film, baby.
Okay.
Shall we give a lukewarm?
Mm-hmm.
Spooky smattering for haunt.
It deserves nothing more.
And nothing less. Smattering.
Smattering.
That's, I feel like that's less than lukewarm.
Okay,
like,
go on then, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're okay.
You're okay, yeah. Baby. So that is going to wrap up this week's episode. What did you think of haunt? Let us know, dear listener.
Let us know, all right.
Do you think we've been a little bit harsh on this one? Or do you think we got it bang on? Let us know.
I think we got it bang on.
Well, because that's what we said about it. If you look at the leaderboard, each place, we got it bang on.
We got it fucking bang on.
In our opinion.
Yeah.
I think I found doing this with you, more often than not, we're fairly close. Like... there's never been, like, I've given something a 10 and you've given it a 1.
No,
there's never really been a situation like that.
Is that bound to happen? Is it destined to happen? Or is it, it's quite unlikely, isn't it, really?
We've got a fairly similar taste. I think when we've discussed the film, we kind of, during the discussion, you kind of even yourselves out with...
I feel like that would happen more if we ever were to do, like, a sci-fi podcast. Oh, a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, well, we watched Nope, didn't we? The Jordan Peele Nope, which was a sci-fi element. Maybe we should watch a few more. Just, you never know. You might find some sci-fi that you might enjoy.
I've not found any yet.
But we don't watched a lot either. We've sort of veered away.
Well, we've watched enough for me.
I'd like to do. It's not strictly super horror, but something like Mars Attacks would be quite fun.
Yes, I'd like to do something like, I'm just spitballing, something like Coraline.
You
know, I think that touches on some...
stepping stone horror for like younger viewers.
Yeah, horror elements.
You say Coraline also. I've got a real craving to rewatch Casper.
Yes, but I don't know if that's... horror whatsoever, is it?
It's about a boy who becomes a ghost.
As a friendly as a ghost, you know.
Yeah, maybe I'd just watch it in my own time.
Maybe, I think you should.
But isn't that a bit in Casper where towards the end of the film he's telling what's the chops? Who's the girl? Christina Ricci. How he died. Did he freeze to death in the car?
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, I think I just want to watch that and go, oh.
Yeah, another one that's kind of like a ghost thing that I hated growing up.
What?
Jack Frost.
Never seen it.
Oh, my God. What a dreadful film.
Is that Michael Keaton?
Oh, God, it's horrible. He's the kid's dead dad who comes back as a snowman.
Reincarnated as a snowman.
Oh, God, it's awful.
We're walking in the
air. Not great.
Yeah, not for me. On that,
we've gone on a tangent.
I love a tangent. I fucking love a tangent. On that frosty ending, shall we say farewell and goodbye?
Say farewell and go eat some chicken.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a chicken dinner. Oh yeah. We're also gonna have Yorkshire puddings.
Oh yeah.
Gravy.
Oh, lashings.
I've never seen you look so excited, Laura.
Roasties. Carrots.
Oh. We're having peas.
I don't know if I can be arsed.
Nah, fuck them.
You know, like peas on a roast dinner, and then they just go all over the plate.
It's filler. It's filler.
It's a waste of time.
We'll make do with the carrots and the roasties.
But then it is something green, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm starving now.
Oh, well, let's go then.
Dear listener, we hope you enjoy whatever meal you have coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy ours, and we'll catch you next time.
On the flip side, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you once again for listening to the Horror Project podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. We would hate for you to miss anything. New episodes are available every Tuesday. 5-star reviews and lovely comments are always welcome. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. Drop us an email with film suggestions and feedback at horrorprojectpodcast@hotmail.com. Until next time, stay spooky and don't shit the bed. Adios.